Good evening. The show begins tonight in Los Angeles. Jeff Bliss, Pacific Watch, reporting on the fires of Los Angeles, the fires of Southern California. As I understand it, these fires, unknown origin, but are being driven by winds over the last day to continue. The fires look very much like a firestorm. Also, the results of bombing campaigns. It reminds me of the firebombing of Tokyo in 1945. Jeff commented earlier to me that it looked like after an atomic weapon had swept through the urban area. That's what's unusual here for me now. We've reported on fires over the years, Jeff and I, in remote canyons, mountaintops, and large tracts of land in Northern California and Southern California. But this is cutting right through major and very expensive real estate, residents and commercial. There's more to the show, of course, but the shock of the scale of this, the word unprecedented, is not an exaggeration. We're looking at something that they've never seen before in Los Angeles. There's lots of politics here. I mentioned also that the governor and the president were on the scene taking a briefing from the fire department. The president said as long as it takes, he'll help rebuild. The governor is shocked. The president-elect, Mr. Trump, had a remark to say that Mr. Newsom is at fault in some fashion for there not being enough water for the firefighting. That requires a lot of detail I do not have. Also, Moscow. I spoke with Ekaterina Zolotova of Geopolitical Futures. The shoppers, the consumers, the middle class of Moscow are expecting a very hard 2025. Inflation, shortages, unemployment. Very hard. They know it's coming. The war Keynesianism they've been practicing has its limits. Also discuss Russia with Michael Bernstam of the Hoover Institution. Armenia is turning into a major gold hub. Russia sells gold to Armenia. It resells it to the UAE and other parts of the globe. This is the way Russia is acquiring dollars. Armenia, now I think I learned that $8 or $9 billion of gold passing through a country of less than 3 million. PRC, much in the news, always. Deeply troubled economy. Gordon Chang and I speak to Ann Stevenson Yang, to Alan Tonelson, about the economy, and it's not getting better. Until they deal with the real estate crater, until they encourage the Chinese people to consume and not save, there's no turning around that economy. It's sinking. Charles Burton joins also to help us understand the intention to resign by the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau. Intention. And then Brendan Weikert about the proscription against Tencent by the U.S. State Department, by the U.S. Defense Department, on a list that discourages banks from lending to Tencent, a power, a website power in China and across Asia, now in some fashion hobbled by its association with the Chinese military. Evan Ellis joins for a tour through all of the adventures in the Americas. There is the threat by Venezuela to arrest and persecute Mr. Gonzalez Arita, who was elected, according to the reporting, president in July of last year. Maduro is an illegitimate president, says the United States, says Argentina. Evan Ellis also describes Ecuador as a very fragile state. Its presidency, its vice presidency, its previous politicians, all looking at a landscape where people are fleeing to the U.S. if they can get here, moving away from the drug-related violence. We also discuss Panama. The intention of the president-elect to talk about Panama is put it in the news. There's much to say. Not all of it positive for Panama. And also the Chinese are moving into Panama, taking large commercial enterprises, completely Chinese, which means state security, which means theft, which means exploitation of the resources. China is a colonial power. Panama under scrutiny as a security risk is part of the story. To France, to Simon Constable, talking about the bourgeois commodities that are soaring. This is the inflation at the grocery store. orange juice, coffee, and cocoa beans, chocolate, have flown higher and higher. Cocoa beans are now at 150% year over year. Chocolate is dear everywhere. So if you enjoy chocolate, beware, you're going to pay premium prices coming 2025. We also flash back to the Time Warner AOL deal, one of the worst ideas of the 20th century, now an archival fact. The FAA remains the cop on the beat at Boca Chica. Bob Zimmerman joins to discuss how the FAA still hasn't left the field, still contesting in some fashion power over SpaceX and other launch enterprises. And then a double peak maximum is possible at the sun. Bob analyzes the sunspots, always associated with either a hotter climate or a colder climate on Earth. That's anecdotal. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. I remind you that I now have a Substack page, johnbatzler.substack, in which my conversation with Michael Vlahos about in Londinium, my conversations with authors, this week Sonia Purnell, the author of Kingmaker, the story of Pamela Harriman, Pamela Digby Churchill Harriman, born 1920, died 1997, a spectacular heroine. Also on the weekend, we have a week in review. That was the week review of the high points and odd points of the week. It's at Substack, John Batchelor at Substack. I hope you enjoy it. There's much more coming this week, and the fires are hardly solved. Thank you.